And then you didn't have to do very much drying to those dishes in that drain.
What did you use to dry them with?
You used a dish towel.
Mm-hmm. Was that like...
The ones that we used at home were made out of flour sacks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. You bought flour. We bought it in a 24-pound bag or a 48-pound bag.
Mm-hmm.
And either way, we made dish towels out of it.
Well, speaking of towels and stuff, what did you used to use to wash your face with?
We used a washcloth.
Mm-hmm. Just when you were smaller, or?
Well, we used a bath. We called it a washcloth, mm-hmm. bath cloth, washcloth. I believe what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And out on the back porch. The well was there. You draw the water out of the well, and there were two buckets sitting there, and you fill both those up.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had basins, but we called them wash pans, sitting there,
mm-hmm.
on something we called a water shelf, which was really a table. And you would go out there, and you would wash your hands, wash your face, and everybody's toothbrushes were on way up there by the wall.
Yeah.
And you'd brush your teeth, and this was early in the morning. And you take the water in your hands like this and wash your face, and it's cold too, and it wakes you up, I guarantee you. And then we dried on a towel that was made out of a salt sack. The bag that salt would come in. When you butcher hogs, you know, you have to buy the salt came in 100-pound bags. And then they were coarse, a kind of coarse crash material.
Mm.
But we had some other kinds of towels that we saved for company.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really amazing. Yeah.
That most country people did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that thing in the sink that the water comes out of when you were small?
I never saw one until I was grown.
Well,
really?
When you were grown.
You call it a spigot or a faucet?
Mm-hmm.
You call it a faucet here.
Yeah.
A spigot outside.
Oh, okay. What did you call one of the things, you know, in a big water container thing you put in the side? For turn it on and off. What did you call that? Did you call it the same thing, or was?
Yes, you called it a spigot.
Mm-hmm.
Now we didn't have a spigot on a big water container,
mm-hmm.
because we went and drew the water. You know,
yeah.
After all, it was very convenient. It was right down the back porch.
Yeah.
But we did have those spigot things on barrels of syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Every farmer raised. Cane, sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fall they would cook the sugar cane down and make syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the syrup would be a lot better if it was put up in bottles, and next to that was cans.
Mm-hmm.
But my father didn't believe in any such, so we put ours in barrels. And on that barrel you had a spigot that you could draw a quart, ever how much syrup,
mm-hmm.
into a smaller container.
Did you ever have any?
Mom would make vinegar the same way,
mm-hmm.
and we had the same thing on those. But those barrels would have holes in them,
mm-hmm.
and you could put, they were bung holes that you covered up, you know, when you got through filling the barrel. And then you would put that spigot in that thing,
mm-hmm.
and then she would have a barrel of vinegar over there too.
Did you have anything else other than just syrup? Was it maple syrup that you had?
No, it was cane syrup.
Cane syrup?
Sugar cane syrup.
Yeah.
In this area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, farther north, they made it out of sorghum,
mm-hmm.
in the Atlanta area,
mm-hmm.
because sugar cane won't grow up there. The season is not long enough. The growing season is not long enough.